In today's episode, we are going to be talking about how to overcome unrealistic expectations, because I think that many of the things that we think that we want to do and can do or should do are really unrealistic. And that's probably why we are feeling the way we're feeling. We're going to be going in on this episode, so make sure you join me. If you are a woman of faith and you want practical support in the areas of faith, focus, or finances, especially if you are an entrepreneur, then you are in the absolute right place. I am Dr. T. I am a certified executive coach, a woman of faith, a serialpreneur, and I absolutely love to coach women who have a desire to grow in those three areas. So if you know that that's you, I want you to hang out with me for a while, because I am absolutely sure you will be blessed. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode of Faith, Focus, and Finances. I am super excited to be here with you today. Again, thank you to all of you listeners that are out there that are joining me from all over the world. Thank you for those who are donating to the podcast, because this is where you are getting some hopefully you're getting some good support to help you live the best life you can while on this side of heaven. So I just wanted to take the time out to make sure I was thanking you for that. Now, today we are talking about unrealistic expectations. Again, this is one of those ones, you guys, where I say I don't have no notes. I'm just going off the cuff, and you know this could go anywhere. So I don't have anything but the title, and we're talking about overcoming unrealistic expectations. And so I don't know how long this is going to be, but we're going to get into it. Do you, first of all, have unrealistic expectations? Like, there are some of us who I think we don't think that we have unrealistic expectations. Right. And I've done it. I was looking at, in my church, we have a miracle wall, and looking at some of the things that we want to do for the next year. And I went back and looked at my, one of the expectations that I have for 2025. I went back and looked at it, and I was like, you know what? I think that's unrealistic. It was a financial goal. I think that's unrealistic. Now, I'm not talking about in the sense of the fact, and you see, I'm being transparent here. I'm not even talking about in the sense of, you know, can I make that amount of money, or does God see fit for me to have that amount of money? I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about putting a number out there that you haven't acquired many of the numbers before that. And this might set somebody free. So for example, you might've said, man, I want to make $1 million next year, but you actually haven't made $500,000 or $250,000 or $100,000, right? That's just unrealistic. Now, again, people want to argue this point, want to say, but yeah, but you know, this business idea and this, that, and the third, and I can do this and I can do that. Yeah, you could, but most of the time in a year's time, it's just unrealistic. And no one really wants to hear this. No one wants to say, Dr. T, you're right about this, but I know I'm right about it, and I'm not taking it back, because I think some of us have unrealistic expectations. We have unrealistic expectations. Well, actually, let me finish this thought first before I get into this next one. Unrealistic expectations as far as money is concerned. Now, I was listening to a guru, I don't remember, years ago, and they said, if you really want to have a realistic expectation about an amount of money you want to make, go 20% higher than where you are now. That's realistic. Now watch this. If you get 50% more, wonderful. If you double, that's outstanding. But realistic is 20% more, especially if you're just getting started, especially if you don't have proof of concept, especially if you don't have a lot of money, let's say, to put in the ads or to build up the things that you need to do, especially if you're a solopreneur, especially if you're leaning on your own understanding of what it is you have to do, and you have to take a lot of classes and do a lot of research. Like, there's a lot that has to take place before we even get to making some of the money. Y'all see I'm turned up about this, right? And so sometimes that could be unrealistic, especially if it isn't something we have been doing before. The next thing I was talking about is, I think sometimes we have unrealistic expectations about relationships. Yes, I'm going to say it. I think we have unrealistic expectations about relationships, especially women. You know what? Maybe it's everybody. Maybe it's guys too. But since I'm a woman, I'm talking to women. That's what we're talking about, is that we say we want a husband, and nobody, is anybody saying boyfriend or just somebody to like them, somebody to talk on the telephone with? Like, we're jumping all the way over there. And I was talking to a friend of mine, and it was like, but am I wife material? That might set somebody free, and I ain't taking it back. Like, have I put myself in a place where I am worthy of being a wife? And maybe worthy is the wrong word, but maybe I'm not. So for example, if I don't like to cook, like let's be real quick. Dr. T does not like to cook. I do not like to cook. That's not going to be on my marriage resume. I need to make enough money so that if we need to hire somebody to cook for us, and I just don't like doing it, don't want to do it, don't want to spend the rest of my life having to do that. So if you like to cook, dear sir, that's out there for me. Wonderful. We could make it. It's a match made in heaven, because I don't like to do it. I'm not going to learn it. I'm not going to get better at it. I just don't like to do it. Can I do it? Yes. Do I like to do it? Absolutely. Positively not. Right. And so if that's something that people are saying that you have to do to get a man, well, then I guess that's just an unrealistic expectation for me, because that's not something that I want to do. And again, it might be something that I have to change in order to have the things that I have, that I want. And I don't think that we look at ourselves enough, right? And I'm just using that as an example. I don't think we look at ourselves enough to be ready, because I think many of us, I'm saying this and I'm telling you before I say it, I'm not taking it back. Many of us are in love with the concept of being married, not the marriage itself. We're in love with the concept. What it might feel like, what it might look like, walking hand in hand with somebody, being intimate, and y'all know what I'm talking about, being able to do the grown-up, right? I'm going to say it like that. That's what you're in love with. But marriage is work. Marriage is not, you guys know this, but I think that we are in love with the concept of it, and we're not putting ourselves in position for us to be with someone. Like, I said to myself, if you are looking for a mate, right, are you actually going out to social events where a mate could be hanging out? Like, or are you just looking for them at church where, you know, it's 8-1 men to women, or 1 man to 8 women, especially at an African-American church, right? Like, so you know the odds are stacked against you there. Like, what are you doing? Are you elevating your dress? Because you guys know I'm a tomboy by nature and by heart. But if that's the way that I always dress, and then I'm kind of narrowing my scope, if a man might be attracted to the way that I look, do I have to change the way that I dress for that? No, but this is going to elevate that a little bit. You know, I can throw on some heels every now and then. I'm not going to really throw on the heels. I mean, I will, but you guys know what I'm saying. I'm not doing that just to get a man, but I'm saying if that's something that I want to be appealing to someone for, then I need to be doing something maybe a little bit different. Because if I keep doing, as the saying goes, well, not the same, but the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over again, expecting a different result. So if I'm doing the things that I'm doing and I'm where I'm at, then maybe the goals that I have are unrealistic. They just may be unrealistic. Do I have one of those attitudes where I'm always telling somebody about themselves, right? That might not necessarily work all the time with getting it made. Do I carry an attitude where I'm always bossing people around, right? That might not always work for people. And I think that really what I'm saying is that we are putting out energy at times that really is not in line with the things that we want. That might set somebody free right there. You're putting out energy that's not in line with what it is that you want. If you want to make more money, but your energy is not set to learning a new skill, to doing something that's going to help you to get there, you're not putting yourself in situations to learn about more money, you're not networking, you're not doing anything, then it's an unrealistic expectation, right? And because it's not, I was having this discussion, and One of my sister friends said, you know, because something was a desire of her heart that she believed God was going to give it to. And I said, but I just don't think God works like that. Right. I don't think God is kind of like genie in a bottle type thing, just because I desire it that I'm going to get it, because I know I, as well as many of you out there, desire to hit that jackpot. Right. For those of you who might buy lottery tickets or even just see it and don't buy them, but you definitely still want it. Right. It's like, but if we all desire that, and then is he going to just give it to all of us because we all really desired it? I just don't think God works like that. Right. And then again, there comes this question about, is something in God's divine will or his permissive will? He can permit it to for us to have it. But if that's not necessarily in his divine will, I wonder if he's obligated to bless us. Ooh, that'd preach to somebody right there. Right. You've been praying for this man for long enough, and you've been praying and praying and praying to get him. And then God was like, OK, I'm gonna go ahead and give him to you. I'm gonna let you go ahead and marry him. But that's not what I wanted for you. And now we in something that we really wish we hadn't been in, because we wanted it more than we wanted to. We wanted that more than anything else. I'll just say it like that. We wanted that more than anything else. And that's why what I'm doing in this season is I'm stepping back and doing a couple things. I am introspecting. I don't know if enough of us do that. If we can stay by ourselves or within ourselves long enough to just look at where we are, because I am fully responsible for where I am. That might hurt. It might not feel good. It might not all be 100% true, but I have to take on a big portion of that responsibility. I have to. Now, yeah, we can't help if, let's say, we're blindsided that, you know, a tragedy happens. We're blindsided by the loss of an income just went to zero. We're blindsided by something that happens with our health that shifts our stratosphere. Like, those things are very real. They happen, and they absolutely impact us. I'm talking about the things that we do have control over. Am I putting money away for a rainy day? Am I paying attention to the writing on the wall? Am I trying to keep my eyes on what I'm doing and not just hope for only hope? Let me say it like this: only hope that things are going to change without me actually doing something to change them. Again, am I being unrealistic? And I think that sometimes what we're doing is we're putting a lot of energy out there about that's unrealistic, when there are realistic things that we can be doing. There are realistic things that we're doing. Number one, I just said we can be, and I'm not looking at any notes again. I'm staring at the wall. But I feel like I can say this. Number one, again, I need to be introspecting on the things that I feel like I want, the things that I want to do. I need to be doing that. And I need to be really being honest with myself about where I'm at, where I want to go. And I need to be asking myself, are the goals that I have, the things that I desire, the things that I want, the places I want to go, am I being realistic? If I am not sure about that, number two is I'm going to ask some of the people that I love and trust. Some people that are going to tell me when I'm not being honest with myself. Some people that are checking my blind spots when I don't see them. Some people that can tell me about my shadow when I'm not paying attention to my shadow. And that's that thing that Peter Scazzaro talked about in his book, The Emotionally Healthy Leader. Like, we all have shadows. I've referred to it before. We all have shadows. And I don't want that my shadow is there. The thing that I'm not like if I'm, you know, if I'm being mean to people all the time and I don't, no one has ever said anything and I'm not thinking that I'm being mean, that shadow can really impact me. So I want to be able to have people around me that'll pull my coattail and say, like, you know, you're being mean to them, right? I want people to be able to say that to me. And so, but I have to allow people in my life that are going to tell me the truth. And then I got to give them permission to tell it to me when I need to hear it. When I need to hear, not when I want to hear, but when I need to hear, right? So you have to be able to do that. The other thing that we have to do is I think that we have to be asking ourselves, what do we need to be doing differently? That's what I'm asking myself. That's what I encourage you to ask yourself. What do I need to be doing different? If I want a different result, if I want to be in a different place, if I want to go higher, if I want to be better, what do I need to do differently? Are there parts of my attitude that I need to change? Are there parts of my prayer life that I need to change? Are there things that I need to do in my quiet time that should be different? Am I utilizing my quiet time correctly? Right? Like, these are the things that I think will help me if I'm looking at, or if I'm not sure about being realistic or unrealistic. Another thing I need to do is, I'm going to tell you what, we don't always like this, but I think sometimes it's necessary. We got to look back on some places we've been, definitely in our childhood, that may be impacting us, that have shaped us into who we are today. Sometimes some of the negative things that's happened to us, as my pastor says, they become character flaws, or they become character traits. And those character traits are directly related to some of the hurt and the trauma that we've experienced within our lives. I want to look at that. I don't want to keep living through my pain. That might help somebody right there. I don't want to keep operating and responding to people through my pain. One of my other pastors said, and I've said this before, he said, speak from your scars, not from your wounds, right? So because we are healed with our scars, we're healed. Our wounds are fresh, right? Like, I want to be checking those types of things, because I don't want to keep having unrealistic expectations about myself, right? We do it with our weight. That just dropped in my spirit. Like, unrealistic, I need to lose 30 pounds, you know, by the end of next month. No, you don't. No, you don't. And almost 100% of the time, 100% of the cases, you do not need to lose, and you shouldn't be, because odds are 97% of people will gain it back. Right? Like, we have to, we still are in this, sometimes I think, this microwave generation where we want something fast and we're not willing to wait for it and we're not willing to grind with it. And that's one of the reasons why, you guys, I'm so glad and so grateful and so thankful that I'm continuing to do my podcast. I know that I've gone from 3 days a week to two, and that was necessary for me, and that I am still doing it because I want to be able to stick to it, because I want to see in 3 years from now and 5 years from now that I'm still doing it. That's what my desire is, because it's really easy to stop something again, and there's something that you want to grow, but you're unrealistic in the amount of time it really takes for something to happen, right? Like, I'm checking myself. I'm not doing this particular episode with other people in mind. I'm doing it with myself in mind, because I'm asking myself, what's realistic? What's realistic for your next 3 months? What's realistic for your next 6 months as it relates to your health, your wealth, your spiritual life, right? The personal things that you want to do for yourself, like, what's actually realistic? And giving yourself time, oftentimes giving yourself time, more time than we need. One of my girls, we're doing some working out and running and doing all this type of stuff. And we're like, we're going to give ourselves, you know, the next 6 months to be able to get to this particular place. Now, I want to do it in a month and a half, right? But in reality, why? Why are you putting this much pressure on yourself? Why are you being unrealistic again, Dr. T? Right? And so I'm asking myself this, and watch this. What the other thing that I've realized about myself is, I've lived an unrealistic life like that. My Lord and my God. I've been unrealistic in business ventures. I've been unrealistic with money. I've been unrealistic with a lot of different things. And it's I have the opportunity. Sometimes we get the opportunity to do a do-over. Right? We have a do-over. And if you're going to get a do-over in a relationship, if you're going to get a do-over with a business, if you're going to get a do-over with your health, if you're going to get a do-over with how you are leaning in to God, if you get a chance to do it over, let's not be unrealistic about it. Let's introspect. Let's ask people about it, right? Let's think cognitively about what it is that we can do differently. Just basically thinking differently, thinking deeper about what we can do, looking at ourselves. What do I need to do to change? Because I believe that if we do that, we can attain very realistic goals. We can attain very realistic goals, right? I love that. This is the Bible verse that is dropping in my spirit right now. And I have to remember this for myself. The race is not given to the swift, neither is it given to the strong, but he or she, it doesn't say or she, I said that endures to the end, right? And I fail at the race is not given to the swift part, neither to the strong. That's me right there. But it's the endurance, right? So if I'm a sprinter by nature, right? If I'm a sprinter in the things that I'm doing and sprinting has not got me to where I need to go, I need to be more realistic in what it is that I'm doing. Remember that particular verse and begin to do things differently. I'm challenging myself. I'm challenging you to challenge me, and I'm challenging you and hoping you're challenging yourself to not be unrealistic, because I think as we prepare for a new year, as this podcast is at the end of a calendar year, as we prepare for a new year, we can shift our minds. Remember, we are faith, focus, and finances. And today we're talking about the focus that we can have on ourselves to be much more realistic in the things that we're doing, because I believe that God will honor it. I believe that's when we'll get the desires of our heart. I believe that's when we'll change lives. I believe that's when we'll feel better. I believe that's when we'll be not only content, but we will be basically living the life that we want to live on this side of heaven, if we really take the time to do that. I hope that there was something that I said in this podcast that was a blessing to your spirit. I'm praying that God is helping you to hear what my heart is saying in this particular podcast, and that it will help you to become the best version of yourself. Decide today that you're going to be great on purpose, and I'll see you in the next episode. Hey there, before you go, I'd really appreciate it if you took a second to click on that like, follow, or subscribe button. You can even download this episode for later or send it to a sister friend that may need it, because those are the things that are going to help us grow. Also in the description, if you'd be so kind as to click on that donation button, that is really what's going to take us into the next stratosphere. Your support and help with this, because it takes a lot to get this podcast going, and I know that it'll continue to be a blessing. Thank you so much in advance for your support.